Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special ministry lined up for you in which we will speak about growing our faith. We will also highlight the late Sister Yolanda King. In addition to that, I will introduce you to the new series of Basic Espanol Afrida Love. So Basic Espanol with Afrida Love. So therefore, I thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless each and every one of you who are listening to the broadcast as we speak. This is the day, the evening, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I thank God for being able to come and represent him in a special way with the ministry of God, as well as highlighting his people. In addition to that, as well as giving back to the community through sharing the ministry, through speaking another language so that others may understand and I may understand as well. Without further ado, I would like to go ahead and say a prayer, then read the scripture, then get started with the ministry. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the extra rest. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to continue to do your holy and righteous will, Heavenly Father. Lord, we realize and recognize that you have a plan for each life that is on earth, Heavenly Father, and we're asking you, would you please allow our faith to grow in you, Heavenly Father, and you alone, Lord. We understand that you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the very last, Heavenly Father. We understand that everything you do is good and your people are good, and when you're in it, when you're in the center of anything, Heavenly Father, it is well. We thank you for blessing those who are in the hospital to recover. We thank you for blessing those who are in the nursing home. We thank you for blessing those who are in the children's home, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to touch and heal those who are sick? We're thanking you for just keeping us today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just being the God that you are in our lives, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for just being here on earth, because we deserve all that you have for us when we are serving and honoring you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for blessing the ministry to expand. We thank you for blessing changes in our lives, positive changes, Lord. We just ask you, would you continue to shield and protect each individual, Heavenly Father, as they go off to work and school, Lord. We're asking you, would you just help us to be the vessel that you would have us to be, and to continue to be energetic and positive in spreading the word of God, Lord. If I had a million tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for what you are doing and what you have done in the past few days with this little life of mine. And it reminds me of that song, This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine, and I'm going to let it shine through the word of God. Lord, I thank you for everything that you've given, Lord. I thank you for answered prayers, Lord. I thank you for just being there. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for just leading and guiding me and others in the right direction, Lord. I thank you for just being who you are, because I praise you, Lord, and I just thank you for being you. And Lord, I'm just asking you, would you continue to crown this head of mine from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, Heavenly Father. And I'm asking you, would you continue to allow the hands and feet to walk in those anointed places, those places that you would have destined for us to walk in, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I'm asking, would you decrease our Afrida Love to zero and increase you the greatness, Heavenly Father, because it's all about you. Lord, once again, I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for the doors that you've opened, Lord. And I'm asking that you bless this broadcast to be something that you are pleased with and acceptable to your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And once again, I would like to say, and I have to thank God because God is good. Amen. But I would like to say that I am, once again, excited, happy, proud that I am able to share the word of God one more time on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. And I'm excited what God is doing. God has a revelation tonight about growing your faith. Actually, this is a whole series because there's more to faith than just speaking the word of faith and speaking the word of God. God expects us to move it into action. And I have already told the Lord, yes, that I will do his holy will in having more faith and not only having that faith of a mustard seed, but increasing my faith in him because God is over everything. And God is the give and take of life. He's the give and take of blessings. And I thank the Lord for that encouraging word. And I would like to encourage you as the Lord has encouraged me. But without further ado, I would like to read Psalms 116. 1 and 2, and it reads as such, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. I have read to you Psalms 116, 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And I just can't say how excited I am because I am on this platform speaking and representing my Lord, our Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am just energized. I thank God. God has been good to me. I was in study yesterday night. I was in study tonight. And God is doing some great things with the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry as far as our outreach and how we're going to help individuals and how we're going to speak and spread the word of God. So if you hear the excitement in my voice, the adrenaline rush, God is good. Just know that God is good, and you will find out why. But without further ado, I would like to, first of all, speak about our topic tonight that we're going to deal with for a couple of weeks, because God really would like to elevate the people of God to a position in which we begin to hold on to the faith instead of having faith for a few minutes or a few hours, but to continue to hold on to the faith and know that God is going to see us through, know that God is able to do everything but fail, know that God can do the impossible, know that God is on your side, God is on my side. So I would like to just give you a introduction and kind of give you what God has given me tonight, and we are going to continue with this series, and actually this will be on Sundays, and then I will have my Monday programs where we deal with beauty and health. It may be some interviews. Once again, Wednesdays, we're always praying with love. On Fridays and Saturdays, we usually have interviews set up, and then Sunday is the Word of God. So we are going to get back on schedule, but as the unction of the Spirit move, then our free to love have to move with the unction of the Spirit. So you have to please be patient with me because God is not through with me yet. So therefore, we are going to speak a little bit about faith and growing our faith, because we need to grow our faith. You know, the Lord tells us to only have faith of a mustard seed. But in having faith of that mustard seed, as we begin to increase in the word, which means studying the word and growing closer unto the Lord expects us to have more faith in him than just that little mustard seed. So I want to give you the revelation of God concerning faith. I want to give you a couple of scriptures that God gave me while I was in my meditation and study. And then after which I want to give you some pointers in order to move towards this series of growing your faith, growing my faith. And I thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for the wisdom and knowledge that he has given, because I know that all of this is from God, and everything that I have, everything that I am, and everything that I will be is all accredited to God, and I thank God for it. So therefore, without further ado, I would like to give the revelation of faith that God gave unto me, and I would like to give you a brief synopsis, and then we will go on and we will highlight the late Sister Yolanda King, Then after that, I will give you an introduction of the series of Basic Espanol. Then I will give you the announcements, and then I will bid you good night. And once again, thank you for tuning in to the Loved Lift Jesus Up ministry. Okay, faith. First of all, if it is not growing, it is deteriorating. Anything that is not growing is dying. When we look at science and we deal with the earth and we deal with the planting of seeds, there you should see a change within maybe a week or 2 weeks. You should see a change in that seed when it is underground. And what the Lord is saying is in our lives, if we are not growing in the Word of God, if we are not growing in our present situation, if we are not growing in our faith, if we're not growing in our daily walk and making strides toward the will of God, then we are deteriorating or we are fading. Now, I want to be very clear that each day of our lives we are living, yet we are diminishing our time on earth. And what God is saying with faith is just the opposite, because we have to have faith even unto death. Faith should be an increase, not a decrease. When we talk about faith, faith of a mustard seed, the Lord stored it with a seed, because a seed is very small. That is something that is tangible and something that is reachable. But God said once you begin growing in the Word of God, reading the Word of God, walking with God, therefore you must grow. You must plant this seed, God is saying, on good ground. Anything that is not growing means that it's not on good ground. And when we talk about life, we're saying that if you are not growing in your present state, if you're not growing in the Word of God where you are, if you're still hungry after the Word of God is given, that means that you need to go somewhere where you will be filled. So God is saying that if it is not growing, it is deteriorating or dying. Faith is growth. Faith looks like a tree planted by the river. Any time that you put a seed in the ground, you must observe it. You must make sure that you are putting water on the ground. You make sure that it is good ground. You make sure that things are not hindering it from growing. And we always take, when we talk about observation of the seed, we talk about observation of our faith. And God gave a checklist, and it's only two things that God gave. He said, first of all, with our faith, is it a faith that we can see, or is it we're trusting in God? For the Bible says that faith is only, we walk by faith, not by sight. And so therefore, in looking at that, in walking by faith, we are trusting in God. So if we can see where we're going, then we are only functioning by sight. But God says that sometimes, or all the time actually, we are to trust in Him. And therefore, in trusting in God, we're allowing God to lead us. And that's how we step into the will of God, and we're going to get more into that. But He said faith looks like a tree planted. That means that a tree that is planted, whether the wind blows or not, the tree is still going to be there. That defines God illustrated that as a person who is not wayward, a person who is constantly trusting and believing in God, a tree. They're rooted, they're planted. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in God or not. It doesn't matter about your actions, how you act. Therefore, we're still going to have faith in God. I know God's going to bring me through. So faith is growth, and faith looks like a tree planted by the river, not just a tree that is dying or a tree that is unkept, but it is a tree planted by the river. Now, you notice that I said by the river. I could have said a tree planted by the building or a tree planted by another tree, but I said a tree planted by the river. And God said once you are established in your faith with God, He said all things are possible. And this is scripture, ladies and gentlemen. He said all things are possible. He said, and that river represents the water that the plant needs in order to continue to grow. So therefore, God is saying once you step out on faith, once you have faith in Jesus Christ Himself, God is saying that that water, that constant, the living water that we need to keep going, God is able to supply. If you notice the river, when it rains or even when it's dry, there's still water in that river. And so therefore God is saying that faith is growth, and faith is being rooted. You know, one day you believe in God, the next day you don't. God says faith is constant in season and out of season. Okay. And then there's a question. Does that seed planted remain in the ground? Anytime you plant a seed, as I said before, on good ground, there is some type of growth, and that's how you know if the plant or if the seed is forming into a plant, because you observe growth. And God says that anytime that you are not growing in the Word of God, you're not growing in faith, you're not growing in your everyday life, He said that you're not on good ground. And so therefore you must find that good ground. And many times God said with the seed, you may have to move the seed to a more established ground that can hold that seed, because every time you plant a seed, sometimes the seed may grow and sometimes it may not. It depends on the ground. So the Lord says anything that you do it by the faith of God, and you plant those seeds on good ground. And when we begin to seek guidance from God and we begin to trust God and have faith in God, God will allow us and God will show us where that good ground is, because we are in the will of God. And as we all know in science, the seed, the seed is planted in the ground, and a root from the ground produces the tree. And any time anything is rooted, God wants us to be rooted not only in the Word of God, but He wants us to be rooted in spirit and in truth. He wants us to be rooted in our everyday experiences with people, in our everyday trials and tribulations. We have to be rooted in the ground. Just because some people don't believe in God, or the way people act or the way people respond, God still expects us to continue to have faith in Him, and He will see us through. So tonight, that brief synopsis of the revelation is, if it is not growing, that means it's dying or deteriorating. And anything that's dying or deteriorating needs some type of sunshine. It needs some type of water. It needs some type of ground in order to thrive. So God is saying that faith is consistent in season and out of season. It can be likened to a tree planted by the river, in which you have everything you need. So how do we know what type of faith we have? Well, the answer is simple, as God gave it. The reason why we know that we have faith or not is that when the storms of life come, and the storms of life could be anything. The storms of life could be a person who doesn't believe in God and you have to deal with them every day. It could be the storms of life could be a situation that happens unto you or your family member. And God says, do you still have faith? Are you still reading your Bible and trusting in the Lord? Or are you like the wind and go back and forth and teeter-tot? Amen. Teeter-tot and go up and down, and your faith does likewise. So therefore, if your faith is balanced and you remain constant and you're able to pray to God even in the storms of life, amen, then your faith is constant and you are like a tree planted and you are on good ground. And so therefore, we must evaluate our faith in God by looking at what is going on around us and how we deal with certain situations. In addition to that, I have a few scriptures that I would like to highlight. And the first one is 1 Corinthians 3 and 2, and it says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. And when I was writing that scripture, and the Lord gave me that scripture, what God is signifying is that a baby starts out on milk, but as the baby gets older, then the baby began to eat meat. And so therefore, God is saying, as a Christian, if your faith walk is right with God, you have the milk as your drink, or you drink milk, but actually you are on meat, meaning that you are in the Word of God, meaning that you are a mature Christian. And when the storms of life come, and when you are dealing with situations or people who don't even know who Christ Jesus are, you're still able to maintain your cool because you have faith in Jesus Christ. One of the ministers, Cindy Trim, she said, you must command your morning. And that's what the Lord is saying. Command your morning, command your evening, command your night in the name of Jesus. So therefore, God is saying that there are certain ways when you have faith in God that you act. There are certain ways when you know Christ. There's a certain demeanor. You're different. And people start wondering, what in the world is going on with you? It's because anyone who is in Christ is new. And so therefore, those old things have passed away. So you're not a baby anymore, so you shouldn't be drinking milk. I mean, you drink milk, and we're not talking about, ladies and gentlemen, stop drinking milk. We're not talking about that. God has given an analogy, and we must understand that when reading the Bible. You know, I had to put that in. We were given an analogy, okay? And after a while, okay, once you in Christ, once you are growing, there are just certain things that you don't do anymore, certain things that shouldn't bother you anymore that the world is doing. So therefore, we're transitioning from milk unto meat because we're more mature Christians. A baby does not drink milk all its life in a bottle. You know, at some point, the baby has a cup that they drink the milk out of. And God is saying at some point there should be growth, just like our faith should be growing. Nothing should be stagnated. It should be growing. And if it's not, it is dying or deteriorating. And so, therefore, we need to get into the will of God and find that good ground. Then I wanted to read to you or talk to you about Matthew 17 and 20, which reads as thus. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, the Lord, in this particular Bible verse, is speaking of a mustard seed, and once again, that's a descriptive word, mustard seed, because the Lord is showing us a picture of how much faith we should have. But as a Christian, if we're going to expect great things and big things from God, we're going to have to increase our faith. When Jesus says the faith of a mustard seed, if you look it up or Google it or you have a mustard seed, is very small. But God said, and that's why the Lord is telling us, if we're faithful over a few things, if we're faithful over those small things, he will give the increase. So therefore, if we start out having the faith of a mustard seed, if we lack faith, don't have any faith, then we need to have the faith of a mustard seed and watch God move and work. At some point, once we grow into the body of Christ, once we grow into the spirit of Christ and we begin teaching and preaching the true gospel, there should be a sign that we have that impossible faith in which we believe that God can do everything but fail. But in having that huge faith, God says that there are things that it requires. And I know a lot of people are thinking, I know this is a long laundry list. And actually, in having that huge faith, we must be constant in season and out of season, which means we must continue to pray, because prayer and faith goes hand in hand. So the Lord is saying, if you have just a little faith, the faith of a mustard seed, then you will be able to increase your faith through continually studying the word of God. Once God performs a miracle, or once God does something in your life, with that little faith, then you may increase to big faith, and you may see more things happening in your life. Then I want to speak to you briefly in 2 Corinthians, because, like I said, this is going to be a series, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. So it reads, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And I want to say that that was actually 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. But I'm going to read that one, and I'm going to go ahead and highlight that one as the Lord gave it to me. For we know that if our earthly house, which means everything on earth, our body, this tent, house not made with hands, if this tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So even if this tent, even if we are destroyed, we know that there is a better place called heaven. And we must have faith that God is going to lead and guide us to that eternal place once we leave this earth. But the actual verse that I wanted to read was Corinthians 5 and 7, which reads, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, the question that I'm seeing here is, when I read that scripture, for we walk by faith, not by sight, how do we know? How do we know what we're working towards when we think about heaven? Well, first of all, it's scriptural. Second of all, there are only two places that we can go, and that's heaven or hell. And in looking at this, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We have something to work towards, which is eternal life. I'm convinced that most people on earth would say that they want to have eternal life with Jesus Christ. So we walk by faith, not by sight. And a lot of times when we're thinking about this, and I want to describe it how the Lord is showing me right this very moment, for we walk by faith, not by sight. There are many places that the Lord will send us as believers in Christ, as children of God. And we are not going to know what to expect, okay, because we can't see everything down the road. But God says if you are in the will of God, if you are having faith in God, if you're utilizing your faith and not just storing it somewhere, if you're using your faith and trusting in God, if we're using our faith and trusting in God, he will lead us where we're supposed to be. And I want to give you an analogy. It's kind of like that game where we're building trust and we put the bandanas over a person's eyes and the person lead them to a place. The person who is not blindfolded, lead them to a place. That person trusts the person who is leading them. That's the type of trust that God wants us to have. We don't know what's ahead of us. You know, when you're driving a car, you know, you expect to see clear roads, but you may see something else. And God is saying that we have to be that person who is blindfolded. That's the type of faith we have and allow God to lead us, even if we don't, or even if we're not able to see. We have to have that type of faith, ladies and gentlemen. It's not having the faith where God has to show us everything. It's having that type of faith where you don't really know where your destination is, but you're following God's lead. And once we get to that point where we follow the lead of God, you know, once we get to that point when it is our time to leave this earth, as this chapter 5, verse 1 is suggesting, we will have eternal life in heaven with God. But we have to have full faith and trust in God. And that's why the Lord showed this picture of the trust activity. First of all, it's a trust activity. And that we usually utilize in camp, where the person is blindfolded and the person, this other person, lead them to a place without bumping into things and things of that nature. Now, this is the tendency, because we're talking about faith, and God is showing me this, and I have to share it. When we're talking about faith, the question is, will I have a feeling of uneasiness? Of course you will, because you don't know where you're going, but you know that the Lord has positioned you to go to that place. But the Lord is going to lead you and guide you where you're supposed to be. But we have to have the faith in God. We have to be able to follow God. And following God starts with, first of all, prayer. Then reading your Bible, okay, reading your Bible. Because wherever God leads us, it's a good place. It's going to be a good place. And the reason why we feel sometimes uneasy is because we don't know where God is. We don't know where God is leading us. We have questions. But God always makes provisions. He always have rams in the bush, and he always protects us, and he provides for us. So therefore, God wants us to have that blindfolded faith where we are following him. Because many times with our own naked eye, we tend to go places that we're familiar with. We tend to go places that we know. And God is saying that's not the will of God, you know. And so, therefore, we get out of the will of God because we're using our eyes, our own eyes, instead of God's eyes. So, therefore, we must have that type of faith. That's the type of faith that God wants us to have. If you're looking for a visual, God wants us to have blindfolded faith. And I am going to actually write a series. I'm talking about all these guides I'm going to write a series entitled Blindfolded Faith, because that's the type of faith God wants us to have. He wants us to allow him to lead and guide us where we're supposed to go, and we will be in the will of God. Okay? Let's look at Romans. Let's see here. Romans 10 and 17. And give me just a second, because I'm also writing notes as God is giving me these things. We're going to look at Romans 10 and 17. And it reads as such. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we speak about hearing, we're talking about the word of God. Many times people read the Bible, but they also hear the word of God. Okay? And that's a good time because that commercial, when we talk about hearing the word of God, and I'm going to try to make sure it doesn't come up again, we actually hear people speak about the word of God. That's through going to church. That's through actually reading it ourselves and speaking it into existence as I'm doing now. That's listening to someone else have a discussion about the word of God. So God said, then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's how we bring faith to life, by hearing it first and then by taking action. So the Lord wants us to have that blindfolded faith. If we were to sum up what this whole ministry tonight is about, the whole gist of it is God wants us to have blindfolded faith. And that means setting the word of God, trusting in God. Wherever you take me, Lord, I'm willing to go. Whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it. And that's the type of faith that God is looking for. That's the type of faith that allows you to have huge faith and not just faith of the mustard seed. Now, don't get me wrong. The Lord wants us to begin with the faith of the mustard seed because that is attainable. It's something that is easily, be done. But after we are in the body of Christ and after we're doing what the Lord has asked us to do, then therefore that faith that we're talking about needs to grow. It needs to increase. And if we're not doing that, we're either dying or deteriorating. And so therefore the Lord says that we must be in the will of God. We must have that blindfolded faith and allow God to lead and guide us. So right now I want you at this particular point to think about your situation, whatever your situation is. Think about your situation. And I want you to be honest with yourself, and this is between you and God. Are you really, the question is, are you really growing? Are you stagnated, or are you dying or deteriorating? And we don't mean physically dying. What the Lord is representing is, are you just existing? There is no purpose. And if that is the case, then something needs to change. And you have to pray unto God and ask God to give you that blindfolded faith. And I guarantee you God will give you blindfolded faith where you will go places that you never imagined. You will see things that you never imagined that are good. Your seed, everything that you touch will succeed. This is not only for the ministers. This is not for prophets and just for people who are anointed by God. This is for everyone. The Lord is opening a lot of doors. I want to say this before I go to my final 3 points. The Lord is opening a lot of doors. The Lord is leading, guiding people to their destinations. But we must be willing to have that blindfolded faith and go. Will we know everything that is there at that place or wherever the Lord asks us to speak or go? No, we will not. But if we take Jesus Christ and make him the lead, make him the center of everything we do, then I guarantee you everything that you touch will succeed. A lot of times individuals get stuck in situations where they are deteriorating, where they are stagnated for whatever reason. In the world, it could be because of politics. In the world, it could be because you're just at the wrong place at the wrong time. It could be a lot of things. But the Lord is saying that this is a time where we need to have blindfolded faith and just go. Just do what the Lord has asked us to do. And many times, for many people, it's going to be hard to leave your comfort zone. It's going to be hard to do what thus says the Lord. But the Lord says your blessing is on good ground. And you have to find that good ground, whatever that good ground is, you know, in your ministry, whatever that good ground is in your career, whatever it is in your household, your family, your church, whatever that is. And God is asking us today, to have blindfolded faith. And if the Lord leads you to a place or if he leads you to a speaking gig or if he leads you somewhere, he's not going to leave you just hanging. He's going to give you everything that you need. So therefore, you have to be ready at all times. You have to be prayed up and you have to have blindfolded faith and allow the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Lord, our Savior, to lead and guide you, to lead and guide us where we need to go. And you're going to feel uneasy, just like when God calls you into ministry or God calls you to do something for him. There is an anxiety going on. There is an uneasy feeling. But the Lord is going to take that away as well. So therefore, the Lord is doing great things, and we must have blindfolded faith. Speaking of blindfolded faith, this is something that we can do in addition to praying to God for blindfolded faith. And I want you to be specific when you pray unto God, when we pray unto God about blindfolded faith. Blindfolded faith. I want you to be very specific and ask God for that type of faith, because these next few weeks we're going to do it, and things are going to start happening. And people are going to realize that this ministry, and I'm not just promoting it, but this ministry is ordained by God. Some things that happen in this ministry, I know that I had nothing to do with. I know it was all God. But you will start seeing things that the Lord is doing in your life, that the Lord is doing in our life. I want you to be specific tonight. Start tonight. And we're going to start a four-week series about growing your faith, growing our faith. And I want you to ask God for a blindfolded faith. Be specific. Blindfolded faith. And once again, for those of you who are just tuning in, blindfolded faith is just like that trust game in which one individual put on a blindfold, the other one leads them to a place without hurting them. And that's what God is wanting us to have, a blindfolded faith. And that's the key. And I want you to write it down so you won't forget, because you're going to also see a guide in the future. Once the Lord established me with this ministry, you're going to see a guide by Afrida Love. And the guide is going to be entitled Blindfolded Faith. I guarantee you there's a blessing there. I guarantee you if you've been waiting on God to answer a prayer, if you've been praying unto God, I guarantee you that God will answer. God responds once we have faith and we act on our faith. Once we allow God to lead and guide us, God responds. But if we don't want to go, if we have our arms crossed and our legs crossed, and if we refuse to follow the Lord and Savior, then he's not going to force us. So therefore, I want you to be specific and ask God for a blindfolded faith. Now, this is the thing. This is the catch, and I want to be very specific with you. The catch is that the Lord is going to start rearranging our lives, and it's going to be like moving. And we're going to have to be ready to allow God to lead us. Some of us are not used to having constant or consistent faith in Jesus Christ. We're going to have to be ready to do this, and God's going to do it pretty quick. And so you'll know that this ministry is valid in that the Lord is looking for blindfolded faith. Because things will start happening once you say that. Once you pray with a sincere heart and be ready to allow God to start rearranging your life, you will know. That's your sign to know that this is a valid ministry. And I'm going to do it tonight. And I challenge you to do it as well. But before we get off the subject of growing your faith, I want to give you three things that the Lord gave me. And then we're going to highlight the late Sister Yolanda King. And then we're going to look at a little Espanol. For growing your faith, of course, we're going to pray in season and out of season. We need to pray small prayers and Lord's prayers. You need to be specific when you pray. Whatever you're looking for, there has to be something specific. You have to be specific and sincere. This cannot be a prayer that you want to hurt someone, or you want to step on someone, or you want to be unfair to someone. This has to be a prayer that you pray unto God sincerely, that would edify God, first of all, and second of all, that would help you to grow in your faith. The second thing is movement. In obedience. Anytime that we are obedient, we find ourselves moving to the command, not only of God, but for instance, to our parents. We listen to our parents, and there's going to be movement with this growing of faith, because, as I said before, anything that's not growing is deteriorating or dying. So there's going to be a lot of movement, and what I mean by that, I'm thinking about a tornado. But when I think about movement, you're going to begin to grow, and you're going to begin to step into the will of God, and you're going to begin to grow and go in the direction that the Lord is asking you to go. That is obedience. Finally, you're going to walk in your faith. Walking in your faith means that we're basically walking in the will of God. And once again, we're going back to that trust activity, the blindfolded faith. We're going back unto that, and we're walking into our destiny. And I guarantee you, once you are in the situation, the place of ministry or whatever you're doing, once you're in the will of God, you will begin to experience rapid growth. When I say rapid growth, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about rapid growth that only God can give. I'm talking about wisdom and knowledge that only God can give. A lot of times, and I want to say this, and then I want to wrap this up because I can talk all night because the Lord has given me revelations. Many times in this world, sometimes the world is not fair, and we have to get past the world is not fair. God's saying you need to begin to trust in God, and he will make things right. He will move when he see fit to move. He will help you establish and grow your faith, but we have to have that blindfolded faith. We can't worry about what the world is doing, how unfair it is, how political it is. We have to listen and be obedient unto God. And God, as I said, is getting ready to rearrange some lives for the better. And we have to be ready for that. You have to be obedient unto God and do what the Lord has asked us and you to do. Okay? So, therefore, in looking at this, I want to wrap this up. Tonight, pray to God for a blindfolded faith. I guarantee you that you will receive a response from God, because that is the type of faith the Lord wants us to have. A lot of people correlate faith. I hear it in ministry. Correlate faith unto a mustard seed. And a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to have that small faith. But the Lord is saying, if you put on your spiritual lens, if we put on our spiritual lens and allow God to just lead us, okay, I guarantee you, you will go to that place where you will grow and be on good ground, wherever that place is. And you might already be there. I don't know. You know your situation better than I do. I don't know. But if you are waiting and you've been waiting for years on an answer and you feel like you're stuck, it's kind of like being stuck in an elevator, you know. If you feel stuck, I guarantee you tonight to pray for a blindfolded faith. And I guarantee you the Lord will respond to that. And you will know from that point on that this ministry is not just a ministry where we get on and spread the word of God. It's a ministry that is valid. It's a ministry that is based on the principles of Jesus Christ himself. I want you to try it. I guarantee you you'll see results. I guarantee you, I can't tell you when you will see results, but I guarantee you that you will, that this will be proof that this is valid. I guarantee you. And the reason why I can be so confident and guarantee it is because God gave the revelation and God gives the wisdom and knowledge. This is none of me. It's all of God, and I know it is. You know, I read the word of God, and I want to be close to God, and I pray to God. You know, there are some things that I just pour out to God, and I guarantee you the Lord will answer. But the key is to pray for blind folded faith. We're going to stay on this topic for a good month, and I guarantee you something's going to happen, okay? So I want to wrap that up because I'm excited. I'm excited and I'm encouraged, especially when I was in study tonight and the Lord showed me that. I am just so encouraged by that word, and I'm encouraged by God each and every day. Okay, now we are turning to Sister Late Yolanda King. And I want to tell you that I was able to meet her in person in Dallas, Texas, at North Texas, actually. And just being in her presence, she had a glow to her. She was the sweetest person that you could ever meet. She was very down to earth. She's a great actress. She's a great speaker, dynamic speaker. She is, or was, one of my mentors in the acting field. She took out time for Glow Me. You know, I'm sure her schedule was hectic, but we talked a lot about acting and writing. We talked about cultural diversity. I was able to interview her about cultural diversity. I was going to, as I said before, attend a workshop or a camp that she was holding, and unfortunately she passed away a week before, or a day, maybe it may have been 2 days before the retreat. It was a retreat. But I want to pay homage to the late Sister Yolanda King because she has contributed a lot to the acting field. As I said before, I just admire this family because of the principles that they represent, nonviolence, cohesion. They just help every individual. And as I said before, God's will, I am going to get to hear Sister Elder Bernice King. I'm going to get to hear her pretty soon. God has blessed me where I can attend Atlanta in May, God's will, and I want to be sure to listen to Sister Bernice King. Without further ado, I want to highlight Sister Yolanda Denise King. And before I do that, I'm going to have to change phones because this phone is getting ready to, if you will, hang up. It's a cordless phone, so just give me just a second as I change phones. And we're going to discuss Sister Yolanda Denise King. Okay, so here we go. All right. Yolanda Denise King was born November 17, 1955. She passed away May 15, 2007. She was the first born child of Coretta Scott King and civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She was commonly referred to as Yoki. She was 12 years old when her father was assassinated. She graduated from Grady High School and went to Smith College, where she was subject to some criticism and remarks about her father. She decided to learn about him by reading his books and formed her own opinion about him. She became a spokesperson for her father's legacy. In addition to losing her father at a young age, she also lost her grandmother, Alberta Williams King, and uncle, Alfred Daniel Williams King. In the 1990s, she supported a retrial of James Earl Ray, and as we know, Mr. James Earl Ray was the individual who shot and killed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she publicly said she did not hate him. So that says a lot about her and her act of kindness. That decade saw King's acting career take off as she appeared in 10 separate projects, including Ghost of Mississippi, that's in 1996, Our Friend Martin in 1999, and Selma, Lord Selma, 1999. She served as spokesperson for her mother during the illness that would eventually lead to her death. The late Yolanda King outlived her mother for only 16 months before dying after falling out from a heart condition on May 15, 2007. Once again, she was born in Montgomery, Alabama, to Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. She was only 2 weeks old when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus. And we're going to talk about her later. In 1956, a number of supremacists bombed the King household, but she and her mother, speaking about the late Yolanda King, was unharmed. During her lifetime, many individuals mispronounced her name. So after a while, her father eventually said, just call her Yoki, which stands for Yolanda King. It's a short Yoki. In addition to that, she was referred to by her mother as being a confident young lady. And in addition to that, when asked by a young boy what she remembered most about her father, she admitted that her father was not able to spend much time with her and the rest of the family. King and her brother, Martin Luther King III, were enrolled in the fall of 1965 to Spring Street Elementary School. I'm going back to a childhood. In 1966, Yolanda listened to a speech her father gave when he was addressing a rally. At the age of eight, after writing her first play, she enrolled in the only integrated drama school of that time. She began speaking at the age of 10 and even filled in for her parents on occasions. Gone, Yolanda. Her memories of her father prompted her to state that he believed we were all divine. She said that she had chosen to continue to promote We're One, the oneness of us, and shine the light as her father, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did. On the evening of April 4th, 1968, when she was 12, Yolanda returned with her mother from Easter dress shopping when Jesse Jackson called the family and reported that her father had been shot. Lord have mercy. While her siblings were trying to find out what that meant, Yolanda already knew. She ran out of the room and screamed, "I don't want to hear it," and prayed that he would not die. Can you imagine a child, age 12 years old, receiving the news that her father had been shot? Being the oldest, she had to watch her three younger siblings, Martin Luther King III, Dexter King, and Sister Elder Bernice King. And she referred to the three as independent when she watched them. That's good. When Yolanda King was 16, she received attention in Jet in 1972, which is a magazine that highlights and promotes different individuals who are doing things and making history, where she talked about her father's famous name and what it was doing for her in her life. In an interview with the magazine, she related how people expected her to be stuck up and referred to it as one of the handicaps of being Martin Luther King's child. There was always a stigma because she was Dr. Martin Luther King's child. Dr. Martin Luther King was very popular, prominent during that time and still is. And a lot of people form perceptions, and that's one thing that we should not do is form perceptions about individuals, because we don't know until we actually speak to them and get to know them. Her education. At Grady High School, King was president of her sophomore and junior class and vice president of her senior class. Praise the Lord. She ranked in the top 10% of her class. She was active in student government and drama. She made lifelong friends while in the institution that would collectively be called the Grady Girls. Okay. She was also on the student council. On April 4, 1970, the second anniversary of her father's death, she and her sister Bernice attended their grandfather Martin Luther King Sr.'s silent prayer for their father at his gravesite. Sister Yolanda graduated from high school and went to Smith College. She took classes taught by Manning Marable and became satisfied with her choice of the college. That's good when you're satisfied, because you will do your best, especially when you're trying to select the university or college. She served on the Partnership Council of Habitat for Humanity. She was the first national ambassador for the American Stroke Association, the Power to End Stroke campaign. She received a Bachelor of Arts degree from Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts, a master's degree in theater from New York University, and an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Marywood University. In 1978, she had an opportunity to star as Rosa Parks in the TV Ministry's King. Her life, as you can see, and her legacy is still embraced. But unfortunately, what I didn't tell you was on May 15th, 2007, King spoke to her brother Dexter and stated that she was tired, though he thought nothing of it due to her hectic schedule. Around an hour later, King collapsed in the Santa Monica home, and her brother Dexter King's friend could not revive Sister Yolanda King. Her death came only a year after her mother's. And as I said before, when I learned of her death, this was a heartbreak, because she was such a sweet person. She was a very down-to-earth person, approachable. As I said before, she took our time, and she was one of my mentors, and she was a great mentor. We talked a lot about the arts and different things like that. And once again, I encourage you to study Sister Yolanda King and her legacy that she left. And speaking of legacy, I would like for you to hear a little bit, you know, a little clip here. It's actually 8 minutes 30 seconds, and we may listen to it all, and we may not. But I want you to hear a little bit about Sister Yolanda King, in case you're not familiar with her. And be sure to Google her name and just look at some of her acting reels and some of the things she believed in, which was nonviolence, which is nonviolence. There are a lot of individuals who are still carrying that baton and running the race because we believe in nonviolence. We believe in loving each person no matter who they are, what color their skin is. We believe in ethics. We believe in treating people like we want to be treated. We believe in being fair and ethical to individuals. And so a lot of the principles that this family believe in, so do I. These are the same principles I was brought up with. And I just believe that each person on earth has a purpose. I believe that each person has good in them, as she said before. And I do believe in nonviolence. And so we're pressing our way towards that. I am one of those individuals who is carrying the baton right now, and I am still running, trying to promote nonviolence, trying to promote the ministry and the word of God in a way that edifies and glorifies what God wants, what he expects, and what he believes. So without further ado, I would like for you to listen to a little bit of the Yolanda King interview with Caleb Crump. Thank you so much for listening. Hold on just a second.
Where my father was trying to move us to. And it is so important that we realize that we each have a powerful light, a powerful spirit within us. Every last one of us get that. Now, whether or not we use it, and we use it for the good, is up to us. If they've been given free will, we can go either way we want to go. But my suggestion is that we go towards the good, that we run after peace, that we run after the things that are going to not only make us happy, but contribute to the betterment of our community, of our families, wherever we are.
I got such an education tonight on the six principles of Dr. King. And this is the first time, you know, it was also entertaining, but also you also showed the crowd how to apply the principles that Dr. King had talked about. Can you talk about just the principles real quick?
Oh, my gracious, they are so vast, and they include everything from the fact that nonviolence is for courageous people, and nonviolence believes that suffering can really transform you. A lot of times people feel like they go through changes, they go through pain, they go through difficulties, and they use that to crush them. But instead, you should see that as an opportunity to grow, to become better, to become bigger, to become stronger. Nonviolence seeks understanding and friendship. We must always try to look for the best, look for the good in situations, in people that we meet. The principles are so powerful if we use them in our lives, just our day-to-day lives. It's not about just simply bring it out when you need it, but it should really be principles, values that we live day-to-day.
Well, one thing I got from that is that love does conquer. I don't know if it conquers all, but love conquers a lot.
Yes, it does. I believe it conquers all, ultimately.
Love conquers all, ladies and gentlemen. We got to wrap it up. Well, anyway.
Okay, so that was a little excerpt. If you want to hear more with the late Sister Yolanda King, please be sure to YouTube some of her videos. So once again, I just wanted to highlight the late Sister Yolanda King, and just once again, I'm in great admiration for just everything that they have done as far as what they're doing for the community, what they have done for the community. And once again, I just really admire this family. I look forward to my trip to Atlanta Gospel in May. And I want to actually visit the King Center again, and it will be a great, great, great experience. So once again, I thank you for listening to that. I am turning corners now, and I want to speak to you briefly about the Spanish edition that we are adding to the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry. As the Lord illustrated, we have to be able to communicate with individuals and through language, through speaking the word of God and things of that nature. And actually, my books will be translated in other languages as well. But the goal here is to at least have conversational Spanish down by December, God's will, of this year or before. But December is the goal, my personal goal, and you're going to have a personal goal as well. We are going to start with the basics, and then we're going to move to the intermediate level of Espanol. In the summer months, we will be able to spend more quality time, if you will, in the Spanish language. And I just want everyone to continue to look at the Facebook page with this special segment, as I will write some things down, some words down that we need to know, and we will study vocabulary words, and I will go over those words, those particular words, and if you want to chime in and join in some of the conversations on the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, please do so. I want to make sure that we're spending quality time while we're on this ministry. The Lord gave me this that I need to incorporate Espanol as well. We are still also in the series of Takes God to Raise Our Children. We're going to have teachers actually give some insight as well as parents. I'm making a list right now. We haven't forgotten about that. It's just that I'm getting people in line because I like dialogue and feedback. So without further ado, I want to briefly give you an introduction of what we're going to be going over. It's very important that we learn other languages so that we can communicate effectively. And I'm going to go over some of the different topics or some of the different checklists that we're going to go over. And the first checkpoint is greeting people. Of course, it's hola, Buenos dias, senor. Buenas tardes, senora or señorita. ¿Qué tal? Okay? That's greeting people. Greet someone you're introduced to. Mucho gusto. Encantada. How do you say please and thank you? Gracias. Por favor. Now, I'm just giving you an introduction. We're going to go over this and actually roll our tongues, but I'm just going over some of the things. How do you respond to thank you? No ha de que, de nada. Introduce yourself. Soy el señor Martin. Me llamo Marta Garcia. Introduce someone else. Le presento a mi familia. Esta es Ana, mi mujer. Ask someone's name. Su nombre, por favor. Ask where someone comes from. ¿De dónde es usted? Okay. Ask where someone lives. ¿Dónde vive? Ask for telephone numbers. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono? Okay. Say where you and others come from. Soy de Valencia. Okay. Say where you live. Vivo en Madrid, en la calle Cervantes número 6. Give your telephone number. Here we go. Mi número de teléfono es el 555-3100. So we will be going over those type of sentences because we want to have conversational Spanish, or at least master conversational Spanish. And that was only a brief synopsis of what we're going to go over, but we're going to study the words first, and then we're going to start making sentences. So for 2 weeks, we're going to start study vocabulary words. And the whole point of vocabulary words will be in a business or school setting. And so we want to make sure that we are pronouncing these words correctly, and we also want to make sure that we're using them in the plural and singular form correctly. So we will utilize this booklet in Basic Español, Berlitz Basic Español. And this is actually a great book. As I said before, you know, I need to be consistent with Espanol as far as utilizing it on a daily basis. And the goal for our team or our group, while you're on the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, is to be able to at least speak it at least 1 hour per day. And I think that's fair. But we're just now learning, so we're going to have to at least have a month to learn it effectively. And then also we're going to have to be able to understand Espanol as well. So I'm excited and delighted because this is actually challenging me to review the Espanol that I've had and to actually utilize it, put it into action. And we're talking about faith, ladies and gentlemen. So these gifts and talents that the Lord has given us, we need to utilize it and maximize it. That's why it's so important that we are in the will of God. It's so important that we do not remain comfortable and stagnated where we are in our current situation, in our life, in our ministries, or any other place, because God is calling us out of that comfort zone. And he's saying, where is your blindfolds? Because I am leading you somewhere, and I need you to follow. Okay? So I'm excited about this ministry and what is happening. I will have more information about the Atlanta trip concerning the ministry. I will have more information later on with that. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and go over the announcements and bid you farewell because we all have to get up early, some of us, and so I want to make sure that I do not detain you longer than you need to be. Okay, so the announcements are as follows. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, publicists. Please, Facebook, Al Free to Love, ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry as well, and I thank all of you who have emailed me in addition to that. The Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest and Book Signing Community Event. Dear Pastor and family, and I hope that your announcing clerk has read this to you already, because I am going to follow up to the prospective churches that I have sent these letters out to. Your church, and I hope they're ready with this enthusiasm, your church is cordially invited to attend the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest. Currently, we are seeking mom teams, praise dancers, choir, sports, and ministries. If your teams of worship are interested in participating, please contact our Free to Love, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church at 254-754-0924 by March 7, 2014. The purpose is a fundraiser for Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church when April 5th, 2014, we're at 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. We are on the corner and we're close by Baylor University. The time is 6 o'clock p.m. to 8:15 p.m. Not very long, ladies and gentlemen. Donation, whatever your heart desires. Now, we do have tickets out as well where you can donate whatever your heart desires. There will be a book signing event right afterwards with none other than Dr. Love, entitled Perfecting Your Walk. So please attend, and we look forward to seeing your faces. In addition to that, be sure to pray for 50 people now, and make sure that all those people are not your family members. If you have to put your family members on the list, make sure that you put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and then don't forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, be sure to continue to watch, to look at our Free to Love's Facebook page. God is doing some great things. I thank God for everything that he has done. And I want you to understand that whatever good happens is from God. But I want you to continue to watch the Facebook pages. I will have interviews going on. Remember, on Wednesday, you are praying with love. So, therefore, be sure to tune into that. And on the Saturday, guys, we're going to have Mr. Charles Walker, a saxophone player, who will be with us, and I will interview him. Praise the Lord. In addition to that, I just want you to know that I appreciate, I want to say it, I can't say it enough, I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate my promoters who are telling other people about the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. I appreciate my family, my friends, and each and every person. And once again, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and be sure to stay warm. Be sure to trust in God with all of your heart, and be sure to have that blindfolded faith. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Free to Love, your host. You take care of yourself and each other. Good night, everybody.